lesson this morning, as we continue on our series about friendships, is entitled Collaboration Brings Celebration. Collaboration brings celebration. The scripture that was read to us earlier from Philemon chapter 1 and verses 1 and 2, we see Paul listing some of his collaborators, some of those who worked with him. He speaks of Philemon as being a fellow laborer, a fellow worker, somebody he worked with, someone who worked with him. And then he mentions Archippus, and he calls him a fellow soldier. And you know that soldiers certainly have to collaborate together. They have to work together to fulfill their goals. Collaboration is a very important thing. In fact, on almost any job that you have, at some point you're going to be asked to collaborate with someone else on a project of some kind or another. Now for some, it's every day. For some, they spend their entire time collaborating. For others, it's only something that is just an every once in a while kind of thing. But we understand that collaboration is important. It's important to the workplace. Most of us came this morning in cars, and some people had to collaborate to get those cars together. It began with the artist's conception of what that car would look like. And then there were some engineering schematics as to how the engine and the different working moving parts in that car would fit together. And then you had the people who made the parts and the people who made the machines and the people who helped put those pieces together on the assembly line. You had the financial backer who put the money and invested that money in order for those things to be done, for those workers to be paid. All of those things had to work together in order for a car to be made. And it's the same way with us in our lives. We need collaborators in our lives. We need people who are going to work with us toward the common goal. Now you know, the artist couldn't very well say to the laborer on the assembly line, "Well, you know, I should have done it without you." But the fellow on the assembly line, when his only job is to put in these 12 bolts right here on every car that comes by, couldn't very well say to the engineer who figured out where those bolts were supposed to go, "I could have done it without you." They all had to collaborate. And because of that, they were able to come to a celebration at the end where they had a complete car if everybody did their part. Now, of course, if one of those workers on the assembly line had a hangover from Friday night or Saturday night or Sunday night or whichever other night and decided that he was only going to put in half the bolts he was supposed to, you'd got a dangerous car. But if everybody did their part and everybody worked together, then you have the complete picture. See, a collaborator is one with similar interests, and it can be the basis for many great friendships. You might share a passion for sports or for hobbies or for work, for politics, for food, music, movies, or book, whatever. You might share an interest in that with this person, and because of that, it makes it easier to work with that person. Makes it easier to form a relationship with that person. You see, when you talk with a collaborator, you're on familiar ground, and that can serve as the foundation for a lasting relationship. In these conversations, you often find that you have a similar ambition in life. Those are the people that we're looking for. When we're as Christians, we don't often go looking in a place where people are anti-religious for people that are interested in studying the Bible with a student. So let's say what we say. Well, that fellow goes to church such and such a place almost every Sunday. Maybe they'd be interested in studying the Bible with us and learning about the church here at Northside. Or we might see somebody carrying the Bible and say, well, you know, there's somebody carrying the Bible. Maybe they'd be interested in studying that Bible with me to find out a little bit more about it and a little more about what it teaches. But if you're looking for someone that you can share a work with, you're looking for someone with a similar interest. If we're going to go out door knocking for a gospel meeting or whatever the case might be, we're going to go door knocking. We're not just going to go up to any old stranger on the street and say, hey, come go door knocking with me. No, we're going to go to one of our fellow Christians who has a similar interest. We're not going to go to a door-to-door salesman and say, hey, let's go door knocking. Because while we're trying to invite those individuals to church, that person is going to be trying to sell them vacuum cleaners or floor brushes or whatever else they try to sell them when they're door-to-door salesmen. So we need to understand how important it is to find individuals who have similar interests. Now, that doesn't mean that just because someone doesn't show that similar interest that they would never be interested in studying the Bible. They might. But certainly someone who already shows that interest is easier to approach about that. And that might be a good place for us to start. But you know, having friendships, working together closely, is something that God knew was important. When we saw Adam was all alone, he said, it's not good for the man to be alone. I'll create a helpmeet for him so that they can work together. So he won't have to be all by himself and do these things by himself. If you ever had a big project that you needed to accomplish, I don't care if it was raking the yard or cleaning the whole house or in spring cleaning, whatever, big, you know it was going to take you 2 or 3 days to do this job if you had to do it by yourself. But you knew if you could get somebody to help you, you could take care of that project in a day. Now why is that? Something that's going to take you 3 or 4 days by yourself, but one other person could help you get it done in one day? Well, that doesn't make sense, does it? Not mathematically. Mathematically, you say, well, it'd still take 2 days. It's going to take 4 days for one person to do it. It's going to take 2 days for two. But there is something about having fellowship together in work. There's something about having somebody else there with you to share in the labor that makes the job much easier. Now, there are some jobs that it simply makes it possible. Kevin and I worked a couple jobs together where, well, it's been mighty hard to do that job by yourself. Now, maybe you could have, but no, it's a lot easier to work together with somebody else. And there are some jobs that it's just flat out impossible to do it by yourself. There's something that takes more strength than one person can have. Or perhaps you need a hand over here and a hand over there at the same time, and you just can't reach. You need somebody else. But there's something about collaborating together that makes the work go by. Why do you think it was that Jesus, when he sent the disciples out, he sent them out 2 by 2? He didn't send one fellow out all by himself and say, you go out there all by yourself and do it. Now, he sent him out with a buddy, because he knew that having a buddy along the way can make all the difference. It's sad that in our world today, especially in the business world today, it seems like businesses don't get to hear some quotes from some businesses. As a manager, I get concerned whenever my employees are fraternizing too much. Don't want them to talk. Don't want them to associate with each other. Don't want them to be friends. Not much fun working side by side in the next cubicle with somebody that you don't even know. So much better to have a friend. Another one said, close relationships on the job are messy. I like to keep the work and non-work life very separate from one another. I don't want to have any friends at work. It's a dangerous thing. even said, we don't want people to have best friends at work. Now, I know why they said those things. Sometimes on a job, it seems like to the boss that if people are talking and fraternizing, that that's all they're doing and they're not getting any work done. That they're just coming and socializing all day. But the fact of the matter is, statistics have shown that by having friendships in the workplace, more work actually gets done. Story is told of one young woman who started a new job, and one of her managers invited her to go out with her after work was over. And so they did. They went out, they had a good time, went to dinner, and they began to be friends. Well, one of the other employees saw this and called a 1-800 number that that company had for just such breaches of protocol, and reported that these two employees were socializing together. Now, didn't matter that it was after they got off of work. What happens if when you clock out, you timed your own? No, not with this job. They were pulled into the office and sat down, and they were given a workover. You don't spend time with each other because one was the manager and the other was the associate. Now, you can't have any relationship with that subordinate worker. You can't have any relationship with your superior. We know, certainly in the military, that those officers, they don't have anything to do with those enlisted men. But God's own is different. God's workplace is different. God knows that we need human companionship. And not only does he know that, he expects that we have collaborators. Throughout the Bible, this is pointed out again and again. Well, as we think of this, I'm reminded of just how much more work can get done. Sometimes just thinking that you have a friend. Old Solomon with his wagon came to load up for a job. And he loaded the wagon up, and he and the passenger then got into the wagon, and he sat there and he said, "I'm rusty." He said, "Poor George." And he said, "Take off from here." And then he snapped the reins and he said, "Go, Bessie." And that little horse started pulling. And so I looked at him and said, "What do you hold all those other names?" He said, "There's only one horse up there." He said, "Yeah, but old Bessie's blind. And old Bessie doesn't know that there aren't three other horses out there helping her pull. So she pulls so much better because she thinks those other horses are pulling too." You know, sometimes just thinking that you have help can do a great help. But God tells us that we do have help. He tells us about these things. And we've seen what it means to collaborate, to work together, to put all the different pieces, everybody doing their own part, to put it together. Do you realize that God chose to collaborate with us on salvation? That's right. He chose to collaborate with you and me. He did his part, and he has our part for us to do. Jesus did his part. The Holy Spirit did his part. The Father did his part. And each of us has our part to do. And the Father made the plan. Jesus came down to the earth and sacrificed his life. The Holy Spirit recorded that through the apostles and the other prophets, even foretelling of its occurrence hundreds of years in advance, and then told us how we can become a part of that salvation. told us how we can get involved, how we can believe it, and how we can obey it by repenting of our sins and confessing Jesus as the Christ and being baptized. That's why Paul on the day of Peter, right on the day of Pentecost, said, "Save yourselves from this untoward generation." He knew they had to do their part. God cannot save anybody without their cooperation. You've got to cooperate. You've got to collaborate on that. He's not going to save anybody against their will. He's not going to make anybody go to heaven that doesn't want to. And so God chose to collaborate with us on salvation. Could he have done it some other way? Oh, possibly. Possibly he could have had some way where we could have just flipped the switch and done it all. But he chose to have us play a role in our own salvation. It was his choice. He wanted us to collaborate with him because he knew that we'd feel much more a part of it if we had a part in it. There are plenty of collaborators in the Bible. We think about those who collaborated. We think about how Paul and Barnabas collaborated together on their missionary journey. Paul and Silas later collaborated on a missionary journey. We see here in Philemon, we read about a fellow laborer and a fellow soldier. Down in verse 23, he says, "Salute Epaphras, my fellow prisoner." Throughout the New Testament, we read about fellowship. Having fellowship with God, having fellowship with Christ, having fellowship with the saints. And that fellowship is a form of collaborating. We're collaborating in order to be able to have that celebration. The road to heaven is a long, hard road. And the early Christians knew that they needed someone to walk with them along the way. They knew it was too far to go by themselves. They needed others collaborating with them to reach the celebration at the end. We need to realize that too. So many times we focus so much on ourselves and I'm making sure I'm doing what's right and I'm making sure I'm getting to heaven and I'm not concerned about all the other people around me that are trying to get there too. We need to be helping each other. We need to be sharing each other's load. We need to be collaborating on better ways to keep each other on the right road. Some of the collaborators in the Bible, look at James and John and Peter and Andrew and how they collaborated together in their fishing project. Do you remember when they'd gone fishing and they threw the net out and they pulled up so many fish that the boat began to sink? What did they say? "Well, these are all our fish. We want to keep them all to ourselves." No, they called to their friends in the other boat, "Come on over here and help us get these fish back to shore," because they knew if the boat sunk, all those fish would go swim back out in the water and they were going to leave them all. We need to think that way in terms of evangelism as well. We need not think, "I'm going to go out there and I'm going to save everybody." We need to work together. We need to realize if I try to save everybody all by myself, I'm going to wind up losing everybody. But if we work together with our friends in the other boat, if we work together, we can bring more in. Sometimes we get frustrated because maybe someone who we studied with, maybe even obeyed the gospel, but then they move off and they go to church in another town, another state. What's the point of all here? We're studying and baptizing people and then they just move off. And it doesn't help the church here then. And it helps the church there, where they move to. And we need to remember that. We need to think of the church as a whole throughout the world rather than just our own congregation. Jesus needs us to collaborate with him on building the church. He's already done his part. He's laid the groundwork. He's made the foundation. He's built his church. But he depends on us to be his hands, his feet, his eyes, his tongue today, to tell others about this church, to keep the church in good repair. You know, anything that's built, no matter how good it is, no matter how good the builder, eventually it will deteriorate if it's left alone and not repaired and not kept up. Even this old earth, if it's not cared for and tended, well, you look at all the beautiful fruits, you look at the wonderful strawberries that we have, and then go out in the yard and look at those little wild strawberries that are this big and don't taste good at all. That's what happens if everything's just let go. Those big, wonderful strawberries, they just wind up on a little bitty strawberry on a plant, doesn't taste good, nothing special about it. Everything runs down. The second law of thermodynamics. So Jesus needs us to keep working, keep building the church. We understand that the church is made up of living bricks, living stones, and we're those living stones. As each of us grows older and as we die, there's going to be a hole left there in the church, isn't there? And there's going to need to be a new living stone put in that place. Jesus also wants us to collaborate with other Christians and not with evil. What fellowship has light with darkness? What fellowship has Christ with Belial or with the devil? None. And what fellowship do we have then with evil? We shouldn't have any. Our collaboration, our work should be with others who share a like interest. We're not going to go out and find the Satanists and the atheists and work together with them to build the church. Now, they're not interested in building the church. They want to tear it down. We've got to realize that if we want to build the church as Jesus wants us to, we're going to have to collaborate with him and with the other saints. There's so much more and so many more verses that we could look at to study about collaboration, but our time is short. I want to ask you, have you been collaborating? Or have you been thinking you can do it all on your own? Is it a one-man show? Or is there teamwork involved? I know it's a cliche, but there's a reason things become cliches. It's because they're true. The cliche says there's no I in team. But I'll tell you what, there has to be a whole bunch of us in team. I doesn't make the team. But we have to. We have to do it. If you're here and you haven't been working on the team, you've been dragging it down. Those are the only real two choices, either be part of the team or be working against the team. Christ wants us to be collaborators so that we can bring celebration. And when a team works together and finds success, whether it's just winning a game, or whether it's winning a championship, whether it's climbing the highest mountain, whatever that team has accomplished together, maybe for some team one day it'll be finding the cure for cancer. What a celebration there will be with that team when they accomplish that goal. Those are the kinds of things that we need to work together toward. Hebrews 3, verses 7 through 9. The Bible says, today if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation. Hear his voice. He hear his voice. After we've heard his voice, we're going to have to believe him. Jesus asked the man who he had healed, "Dost thou believe on the Son of God?" And he answered and said, "Who is he, Lord, that I may believe on him?" And Jesus said unto him, "Hast thou seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee?" And he said, "Lord, I believe," and he worshipped him. And we must repent after we believe. Acts 19 and 19 says, "Many of them also, which used curious arts, brought their books together and burned them before all men, and counted the price of them, and found it 50,000 pieces of silver." They got rid of their sense of ease. They repented. And then we must confess. 1 John 4, 2 and 3 says, "Hereby know you the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God." If we want to be of God, we've got to confess that Jesus came in the flesh. Then we must submit to baptism. Acts chapter 2 and verse 41, it says, "Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day they were added unto them, about 2,000 souls." Notice that those people weren't added until after they were baptized. Then we must live faithfully. Hebrews 2, 2 and 3 says, "How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which is the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him?" But we can't live that faithful life all by ourselves. The old poem says, "No man is an island entire unto himself." We can't live that way. We've got to have each other. We've got to have collaborators along the way to work with, to make the work go easier and faster. If you're here and you have a need to respond, either you are the Christian, you're not collaborating with Jesus if you're not a Christian. You've been collaborating with the devil instead. If you're here and you are a Christian, but you haven't been collaborating together with the saints, maybe you've been doing your own thing. You've got to work together with the saints. If you're here and you have a need to respond, we ask that you do so as we stand and as we sing.